Hi, we're turning back the clock on January 27, the anniversary of the start of this TV show.
We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Resist any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Yes, Laverne and Shirley started on this day in 1976. It was actually a spin-off from Happy Days.
Oh, I don't know. If she's got to lose weight, what am I doing here?
Stop it, will you? You're a different type altogether. She's high fashion and you're medium fashion.
Remember when Michael Jackson was seriously injured while filming a Pepsi commercial? Happened in 1984.
Michael Jackson was injured this evening at the Shrine Auditorium working with some explosive devices. He sustained a burn, which was about the size of your palm, to the back of his head.
January 27 birthdays, James Cromwell turns 81. The actor starred in the TV series All in the Family and the Star Trek film First Contact, but is probably best known in Australia for his role as Farmer Hoggett in the Babe movies.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Not often we get to celebrate with someone from the world of ballet. The great Mikhail Baryshnikov is 73 today.
We're all afraid of failure, but give yourself a chance to stretch yourself.
Singer-songwriter Greg Champion is 66, gave us the Bucko and Champs Christmas album and this footy favourite.
Yeah, there's the thing about football.
Bridget Fonda celebrates her 57th birthday, was in the movie Single White Female.
Not your sister, Hattie. Not anymore. I'm like you now.
And a couple of tennis birthdays. Russian Marat Safin is 41. The former world number one took out the Australian Open in 2005.
Marat Safin takes victory in Melbourne and wins a second slam.
The 2005 Australian Open was also a great tournament for Aussie Alicia Molik. Won the doubles and made the quarterfinals in the singles. Alicia is 40.
As I have become old as a role model, not just for youngsters, not just for females, but the larger sporting community in Australia.
Finally, David Seville was born on this day in 1919. Under that stage name, he was the voice, producer and manager of Alvin and the Chipmunks and recorded novelty hits like this.
And then the witch doctor who gave this advice, he said that
there you go, it's January 27.